For our spiritual as well as our physical and mental well-being, all of us Christians need our time of solitude and quiet. An opportunity to meditate or pray, maybe study, but an opportunity to recharge ourselves spiritually. Unfortunately, usually easier said than done. As we often find out in life, you know, when we're all prepared to do that spiritual care, often something comes up. You know, I think to myself, those of you who raise children, how many times, you know, especially when they're younger, when you're finally at the end of the day and you think you might have 5 minutes to yourself, and suddenly you hear, you know, a cry or somebody getting ill. Or those of you who maybe teach, who it's the end of a long day and you're packing up that briefcase and you're heading towards the door and that one last student slips in. Or maybe you're just relaxing and a friend calls because they're going through some kind of crisis. And so all your intentions of taking that spiritual break seem to go right out the window. You know, and that's what we see in today's gospel. The disciples have been out on their first mission. Jesus has sent them out two by two to teach others the good news, heal the sick, and to cast out demons. And apparently they've had a very spiritually successful time. They have really felt the Spirit working through them, and they have come back and they want to share these wonders with Jesus, you know, their teacher, their friend. And Jesus wants to spend time with them. And so we hear how he decides to go on what we might recall today a spiritual retreat. And they get into the boat. They travel to what's going to be supposedly an empty space. And people see them going and they recognize this is that Jesus guy who's got all those great teachings and has been healing all these people. And so we hear when Jesus and the disciples show up, instead of this time of spiritual relaxation, they don't even get a chance to have lunch. Instead, Jesus looks out and he sees this crowd of people and he feels great compassion for them. He talks about them being like sheep without a shepherd. He realizes these people are weary. They have their own problems. Some of them are struggling. Probably more than not, it's those daily things that have piled up on them. The Russian author Anton Chekhov, and this is paraphrasing him, wrote that anyone can handle a crisis. It's those everyday things that often get to us. And Jesus knows this and he sees this and he makes himself present to these people. He goes out among them. He puts his own needs aside, at least for a while. And then we hear how they go off to another place And again, people show up. Well, eventually, Jesus and his disciples get their time alone. But they are needed. And so they are giving of themselves. Now, as Christians, we too are called to a ministry of presence. And there are some times when maybe we feel the least prepared, maybe the least willing, is a lot of times when those moments happen, where someone comes to us, maybe it's a friend, a stranger, maybe it's somebody we found on the, you know, met on the street. And we're called to be there. Not to fix them, maybe not to give them great advice, but just being there. Now, years ago when I helped to co-found the Church Without Walls in Springfield, Massachusetts, which was a homeless ministry, our main goal was to be present, because that's what Christians do for one another. And for the stranger, for the foreigner. And sometimes, as I said earlier, it doesn't feel like we have it within us. But the wonderful thing is, God always seems to give us what we need. When somebody comes to us in need, God makes his presence known from within us. He gives us that energy. He gives us that necessary patience. And when necessary, fills us with the needed compassion. And all we have to do is open ourselves up. And to also keep in mind that our time for meditation and for prayer, it's going to happen. Sometimes not as we've scheduled it, but it's going to happen. But there are times when it is as important, more important, for us to look at our sisters and brothers and to see the face of Christ in them. And at other times, it is just as important for us to be the face of Christ for our brothers and sisters. And in doing so, we grow the church. The kingdom becomes a little bit more accessible. People realize that being a Christian isn't just going through the motions, but a complete and loving devotion to your neighbor. So my sisters and brothers, I encourage you to take time for yourself, but at the same time, to be prepared to always be present, to show, to give back that compassion and love God has given us so many times through His Son, Jesus Christ.